In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker. Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? You get your vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There's some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman, and this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. Today, we have a guest on to speak to a topic that I know is super personal to many of our listeners, and that's miscarriage and pregnancy loss. Senator Tammy Duckworth is joining to discuss legislation that would provide leave and resources to those who lost a pregnancy through miscarriage or had a failed adoption or fertility treatment or encountered one of those really serious and heartbreaking challenges that we absolutely need time to process. Today, we are back with our favorite guest. I'll speak for myself, my favorite guest, Senator Tammy Duckworth. I don't know how we got you this week. Is it a slow week at work or something?
I think there's a lot of waiting around. We just got done with the votes. We actually had a caucus meeting that was supposed to be happening right now that got canceled or postponed because, you know, so there's a lot of waiting around and staying here for odd hours so we get this done.
I bet. I mean, we're obviously going to talk to you mainly about this incredible new piece of legislation you've introduced with your colleagues called the Support Through Loss Act. But I have to ask you for some behind the scenes color in Congress right now. Do things get weird when you guys have been meeting and hashing things out? What's like the weirdest midnight snack you've seen consumed recently?
Well, not the weirdest midnight snack, but I got really popular among all the senators because the last time we had a Votorama, at about 11:30, I sit in the back row, maybe because it's a row that's wheelchair accessible next to Sheldon Whitehouse. And in my mind, I thought it was 11:30. We've been there since 9 a.m. and we were going to be there until even later. And in the back of my mind, I thought, boy, I could use some ice cream right now. And Sheldon Whitehouse next to me said, boy, Tammy, I could use some ice cream right now. And so I bought ice cream for the entire Senate and staff. And went really well. Yeah.
Did Speaker Pelosi catch wind? I heard she's a big ice cream fan.
Well, no, she's over in the House, so I only take care of the senators. I'm not taking care of the 435 people in the House. That's too many.
That's a lot of ice cream. That's quite a lot of ice cream. So as we said, we'd love to talk to you about the Support Through Loss Act. This is so cool and important. It would provide resources and leave for people experiencing the loss of a pregnancy or other challenges starting a family. There's quite a range of challenges. You introduced this with your colleagues, Senators Gillibrand, Blumenthal, and Baldwin, and Representative Presley introduced it in the House in July 2021. I'm really curious, what are the origins of this legislation?
Well, two things. I went through a miscarriage. I went through a very long 10-year fertility struggle process that eventually ended up in me having my two daughters, but many failed IVF cycles and including a miscarriage. Each of those failed cycles were very traumatic for me, but I couldn't stop. I had to keep on going with my job and my work and I had to keep these, you know, emotions very private, but they were, you know, it was devastating. Each time my heart broke. So having gone through that, and then one of my staff members suffered a miscarriage also and asked that this be, I do what's called passion projects in my office where I tell every one of my staff members from interns on up, you work for a senator. If there's a thing that is a passion of yours or you want to change about the world or change in law, now's the opportunity to do it. So bring me your ideas and let's work together. So she brought me this idea knowing that I had gone through the miscarriage as well and said, how about we do something to allow families to recover from pregnancy loss? And it was important to say pregnancy loss because it's not just about a miscarriage. It's about a failed IVF cycle or being given a diagnosis that you are now infertile or a failed adoption. You know, I've known folks who were so close to having an adoption finalized, decorated the, you know, taken pictures, decorated the nursery, and then have the adoption go fail at the last minute. So I wanted to make and fostering as well. So I wanted to make it very encompassing of all of the different forms that family exist in this country today in modern times. And so we made this our passion project.
That's just so cool that you could work for a Senate in a Senate office and have such a huge impact. And then, you know, within a period of time, you work hard enough and then this bill is introduced. That's so cool.
Yeah, my staff are great. And I've had lots of different types of passion projects. But this was one that really personally spoke to me because I had gone through this process. And so as we were talking about what things would we cover, I wanted to make it as broad as possible because it's not just about, you know, a woman losing a pregnancy. It's about a couple trying to get pregnant. It is about different, you know, our families come in different flavors of families. You know, it could be, an LGBTQ couple losing a surrogate. It could be any number of things that still hurts you and breaks your heart and hurts your family. And so people deserve the time to grieve and to deal with the loss so before they come back. Because making somebody go back to work in the middle of all this, they're not going to be productive anyway. So let's be humane about this. And even though some legislation exists, some laws exist for people to take time off, it's not paid. And it's very much tied to pregnancy. And so I wanted to make sure that this covered all the different types of families and ways that we get pregnant and start families today.
I'm sure you've swiped past lots of custom beauty brands over the years, customized this and personalized that, all promising to fix my hair and skin insecurities. It's easy to be skeptical, but when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Your formula literally could not exist without you. Since I started using Prose, I've noticed consistently healthy hair, even with all I put it through with heat tools and hairsprays to get this pompadour sky high. It smells great, looks fancy on the shelf, and it has my name right on it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique brand of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. Prose covers everything from your concerns to diet, exercise, and stress levels to uncover what's impacting your hair and skin health. Next, they'll recommend a full routine of truly personalized products, which were only produced after I placed my order. Nothing is pre-mixed. Nothing is off the shelf. But don't just take my word for it. In a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised, controlled clinical study, Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering our listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference custom care can make. They're giving you 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/feverdream. That's prose.com/feverdream for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. Prose.com/feverdream. Hey, American Fever Dream listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it is simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a Mother's Day gift for the quilter or a birthday present for the vintage hunter, there is something for everyone on Etsy. And like I told you guys before, I got my wedding bands on Etsy. I was able to meet with a creative, independent artist. They took my vision into reality, and now my wife and I have custom wedding bands that we absolutely love. A gifting moment is always just around the corner, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you. Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It does seem meaningful that your co-sponsors in the Senate are Senator Blumenthal, who's a man, and Senator Baldwin, who's a member of the LGBTQ community.
Yes. Well, we had lots of conversations, and I'm just so pleased with the diversity of the people who support it, and people understood it right away when I brought it up. And I think we saw most recently, you know, with the journey that Mayor Pete, Secretary Buttigieg went through with his husband, where they had an adoption fail right at the last minute, and now they have the wonderful twins that they have. And I think Americans have just started to understand better that there are many types of families and many ways to get there. And when you lose or you have a setback on that journey, it is painful for all of us.
And I feel like it's so, this is often it, most commonly, I suppose, it's like a couple with a man and a woman, and the husbands are, fathers to be, are obviously hugely impacted by this, but we don't often hear about it as much. As you were talking to your colleagues about this, you mentioned you got a reaction and people recognized what you were trying to provide right away. Was that for both genders?
It was for both genders somewhat, but I will tell you that I had so many women come up to me and said, Tammy, I had a miscarriage.
Wow.
It's like one of those things people don't talk about very much. And so with the bill, there's legislation in there to include educational initiatives and also research initiatives, because I remember going through, I was being told by my doctor in his office that I'd lost the baby. Like, there's no heartbeat. I'm sitting in his waiting room grieving and just going through loss. And yet my doctor's like, oh, women go through miscarriages all the time. We'll just get you a DNC and you'll be back in. We'll start another IVF cycle. And he was trying to help me feel better by saying this is normal, but it didn't feel normal to me. And I didn't have the information. And so part of this bill actually provides for greater research, more information, more just letting people know about pregnancy loss and also doing more research into it as we have older women at a later time in their childbearing years attempting to get pregnant. I think it's important to normalize these issues. As I talked to men, they would, many of my colleagues said, oh yeah, my wife had a miscarriage too. And I just went back to work. I didn't take any time off. And, she took a couple of days, some of them.
Wow.
If they could afford to do it. So they understood.
Yeah. Did you know when you approached this that there was missing? Because as you mentioned, this legislation doesn't just increase access to resources, but it does include those provisions that guide federal health agencies to research this more and disseminate more information. Were you surprised by the lack of research that's out there? Is there a lack of research on the topic, or are we just not, as you mentioned, talking about it as much?
I think it's very, I think there could be more research, but I think it's also very specialized and compartmentalized. And the public just doesn't know about it, and the general public, and it's not out in, general practice, even medical practices, right? I didn't know of all the different ways that you could actually have a miscarriage that were actually natural. In my case, they said it was a chromosomal abnormality, and then my body initiated the miscarriage itself because the pregnancy wasn't going to be viable. But, I'd seen a heartbeat and I was, I was at the point where I was going to be handed off from my fertility doctor to my obstetrician, and so to me, I was like, can it happen at this point? And so the information and how we do the research and provide the information from that research to the general public for consumption is really the missing piece, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, two more questions. What specific resources would be insured and for who? How much paid leave? What could people expect?
It should be 3 days of paid leave.
Wow.
And it's for, as I said, pregnancy loss, loss of a surrogate. If you're told some sort of information that about your loss of fertility, loss of adoption, fostering. It's fairly wide, but it is three paid days off.
That's incredible. I know people personally, and that just would have made such a difference to kickstart their healing. As you said, just to jump back in long-term is not healthy or productive. Finally, what can listeners do if they want to see this legislation implemented?
Well, call your senators and your local congresspersons and ask them to sign on as co-sponsors. The more co-sponsors we have, the easier it is to get this passed. I'm pursuing all available paths to get this bill passed. And whether it's a standalone bill or part of a larger paid leave policy, we're going to get something. But getting your local legislators to support it would be really helpful.
Yeah. And I mean, this is so clearly not a partisan issue, right? Like this, everybody is familiar with this or knows somebody who it's touched. Thank you so much for your time. We're so excited about this and I can't wait to make some phone calls.
Thank you so much.
Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman and this is the Betches Sup Podcast.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.